And right now, as we edge closer to the top of the hour, we're getting a little help on the microphone from our legal eagle. He's just flown in, Gavin Steinoble, attorney at law, Kloppers Inc. Yeah. And with a coffee in hand, he's most welcome at this table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are you doing, Gavin?
No, good, man. Good, good. Nice to see the last of the rainy season.
Sure, well, we were just talking about this, but even though the puddles are forming all over the place right now, there are some bright, happy things on your calendar, although it will still be splashy in more ways than one.
Splashy fan, yeah. I was just saying, Mike, you know, I think it was 1990 was the first one I remember going to that. So it's
sure.
Yeah, 34 years of splashy fan.
Yeah.
But it's actually become a brilliant event. As I mentioned off air, it went a little bit south for a while and we stopped going. But they've cleaned it up nicely, and you get people with young children going, and
oh,
you know, and there's the very young and the very old that go, you know. So, and the music's always outstanding, and the venue on the farm there is just stunning. I mean, they just really do so much to make it nice. It's a lovely little market, and there's all sorts of.
Are you going to be doing any early morning yoga, Gav? I know that's a thing now.
My spouse is very into yoga, but I haven't gone over to the dark side yet.
This could be the year. You never know. But absolutely, the word is under the.
They do have. Yeah, I remember last year there were yoga classes and all sorts of things. It's really a wonderful, wonderful cultural experience. It's actually.
It's like a lifestyle festival.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best things that happens culturally in this province, you know, in terms of everybody getting together. And the music's always outstanding. You always end up seeing somebody you've never heard of before and going, wow, they're really good, and sort of. So,
we were just checking out the lineup, and it's a really diverse spectrum of South African musical talent. And as you say, the latest iteration under the latest management, and it's the guys from Impi Concept Events, the same guys that are bringing.
It's gone back to what it was, a very relaxed event with everybody just chilling out and enjoying the music and enjoying the beauty of the Berg. And there's a lovely river that runs through, and you know, on a sunny day, everybody's in the river, splashing about and floating on their outrageous lilos, and you know, it's all good. I mean, it's really, really, really good. It's gone back to what it was. It's a very relaxed and charming place to be. They've got quite a good SAP presence, so you know, it's been a couple of years since I last saw any outrageous behavior there, but you know, you can fall back on that. So yeah, it's a safe and friendly environment to go to, and I'd encourage anybody who hasn't been to go and have a look and enjoy 4 days in the mountains. It's stunning.
I'm looking forward to seeing a selfie on social media, Gavin on a big inflatable pineapple lilo.
One of those pink swans or something like that.
But the guys that do such a great job at putting together the latest version of Splashy, they're bringing two massive musical acts here to Ballito. It's the same organizers.
Oh, great.
Called Married Ballito Day, happening on Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Happening right here on our home turf. And Jeremy Loops with Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Oh, wow.
For a very special, historic, first of its kind live performance collaboration. Wow. The Echoes Between Us. If you haven't got tickets for that one yet, well, I'm just putting it out there.
We've been lucky. They've had some nice events at Caribou lately, and we've had some great music come this way.
Yeah, man, and we need it because you know, there's so much gloom and crazy stuff happening in the world.
Well, Mark, you say that. I mean, I just feel like there's huge pressures that are coming, you know, that are finally being relieved. Much like we felt in the 80s that things, you know, couldn't continue as business as usual. Now things had to change, and I think in South Africa and the world we can feel that this change is coming. And I'm looking very forward to it because, you know, I think middle class people have gone backwards in all the countries around the world because government has gone forward. You know, the governments have become bigger and bigger and bigger. Taxes have become more and more onerous. And the economy and the people that do the work, that make the money, that create the jobs, are just, you know, they're just being strangled more and more. So, I mean, if you look at our government's massive. You know, it's relative to our economy. I mean, our president gets paid more than the Chancellor of Germany. And our economy is a fraction the size of Germany's. You know, we've got the biggest public service relative to GDP in the world, You know, and you go, well, this is just a massive millstone around our economic neck, you know. And so one can kind of, we saw now that the wrong move was made. You know, government is too big. Our economy can't afford a government of this size and a government that's this wasteful and inefficient as well. And we're starting to see the consequences of that, really, those chickens roosting. And that is that, you know, we can't afford it. So what do we do? Well, the ANC says, well, we're going to increase VAT by 0.5% and then we can afford it. Well, not a single thought goes to, well, maybe we need to cut back on all our bureaucratic waste. So, and I saw these polls that came out from the IRR recently. The ANC has now lost a whole lot of points again. The DA has gained a lot of points. They're like in the mid-20s. The ANC's come down to like 30. And so that little gap is closing, and I think that the South African, you know, voting public are not stupid. And they can see what's going on, and they can see that the road that the ANC has put us on is a bad road. It hasn't delivered much in 30 years. I mean, GDP per capita is the same now as it was in 2006. That means, really, for almost 20 years, we've achieved nothing. So, you know, we have to relook at this whole thing, and I think we are looking at it, and I think the public's looking at it, and it's, you know, change comes, it's inevitable, and I can feel it. I can feel it in the air. I can feel with a chap like Donald Trump, and you know, the way he's taken, you know, business as usual to task globally, and said, listen, man, you know, let's have fairer trade models, and let's reduce our government. Off you go, Elon Musk. Get rid of everybody we don't need. Get rid of all these checks and that we send out every year that nobody knows what they're for, you know. And so I think, again, it's very easy when you're spending other people's money not to be quite as parsimonious as you would be with your own money.
Yeah.
And I think what happens in government and any bureaucracy, you know, if there's ever a dispute, you know, you just kind of like let it go. Well, you know, it's not my money. It's the government's money. So, you know, and if you buy something and I just think it's a fantastic idea. The idea for many decades around the world was if you have a big and strong government, we're all better off. And we've realized that idea has its limits. And the limit is when your government becomes so fat and heavy on your back that you can barely walk.
So big doesn't necessarily mean strong.
No. Yeah. And in fact, you can be a lot more efficient in all things if there's a will to be efficient. But that will only come if you prod it at the voting booth. And looking at the trajectory of the various parties, you can see South Africans aren't stupid. And they're going, well, you know, less of this socialist stuff. And they're starting to think of real issues and not ideology. And
I'm interested that you are feeling optimistic in the midst of all of this change, which can, you know, change can be uncomfortable. But I like to hear.
Well, I think what it is, Mike, is that you know things have to change. And when you start feeling the change is coming, then you can be optimistic. If it's business as usual, you know things have got to change, but nothing's changing, that's when you get depressed, and that's when you get down, and that's when you get disheartened, and that's when you stop believing in this wonderful country.
Well, we don't want that.
Yeah, we don't. Well, we don't want that, obviously.
But looking at the picture, so the sort of short-term view and the longer-term view, what are we looking at in terms of the property market?
Well, you know, property... You get property markets and property markets. Ours is a little bit different to everybody else, you know, because a lot of people here are already financially established, you know. So, you move here because you can afford these properties and you probably have a good portfolio or a good job. Or
not the cheapest place to live, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not. But I mean, it is a haven for people who've been successful. And so, you know, it's a different kind of market to maybe a market where you're dealing with people, you know, that are more working class, sort of more middle class. You know, they're going to get affected by layoffs and a shrinking economy. Look, all we really have to do is grow the economy, and I think to grow the economy is very simple. Everybody knows what to do, but there's an ideological barrier. You know, we have to get rid of. BEE, for example, that illusion that if a politician becomes very wealthy through BEE and he's black, then a poor black man should feel rather better about it, about being poor. You know, it doesn't help him. And so, you know, we have to relook at that. It's not working. It's created massive opportunities for corruption. And so that has to change. We have to look at our foreign policy, which at the moment is a debacle. We've started a foreign policy war that we can't possibly ever win. And, you know, all the other countries have run off to Donald Trump and said, listen, okay, well, this tariff thing, we see you actually serious about this. Let's talk. You know, we'll reduce our tariffs. We'll bring them on. And everybody's got their kneeling cushion in their briefcase and they're off to Washington. Yeah. And, you know, our guys are still going, well, you know, Trump's a racist, narcissist, funny guy. And, you know, I mean, come on, guys. You know, just grow up. You know, go there, make the deal. And bail us out, because, you know, we don't need more body blows. It's almost as if, I don't know, it's almost as if the ANC just, they're so out of touch. It's like a Marie Antoinette moment, you know. They're just so out of touch with what South Africa and South Africans need, and you can see it in the polls. So that is the change I'm talking about.
Wow, you know? Hot takes and powerful predictions and words from Gavin Steiner. Well, it's, what I like about you, Gavin, is you've got a definite take on a thing. You've got an informed opinion. Mm. It's a strong opinion, and you're willing to back it up.
I think, Mike, you know, anybody of my age that's lived through, massive change in this country before has a kind of a feeling for, you know, a lot of things are reminding me of when things really changed here. And I definitely think that change is underway. I think it's starting. It doesn't happen overnight, but it doesn't take as long as you think either. So it's a couple of years and we've got an election again. So, you know, we're moving in that direction. I think South Africans in general have had a bit of a raw deal. And I understand why people have thought the way they thought up until now. But you must realize by now that that mode of thinking, those modes of thinking are no good. They're not getting anybody anywhere. And, you know, when you see archaic modes of thinking like Julius Malema insisting on singing genocidal songs, which are all over the foreign media at the moment and making us look really terrible, you go, well, chap, you're not thinking progressively. You're not part of the solution. You're just picking at old wounds to stay politically relevant. But you have no idea on how an economy works and what our economy needs and where the money comes from. So, you know, that's all got to change. And there are a lot of people that are thinking correctly in all the parties. And so, I hope they prevail, because this is a great country and we should be having a lot more success than we do economically. We shouldn't be floundering at under 1% growth a year. We should be one of those 5-6% a year growth countries. And then think of just do 5-6% a year for the last 20 years and our economy looks completely different. Everybody's our employment rate is half of what it, our unemployment rate would be halved. And, you know, think of all those missed opportunities and then go as a South African, well, let's not miss those opportunities for the next 20 years. There's a lot we can do, you know. At the moment our currency is very favorable for people who want to bring money in here. Let's make it attractive. You know, if we can get direct foreign investment up by, you know, 10%, 20%, you know, that makes a huge difference for everyone. So, you know, the opportunities are there if you're the sort of person who can see them and take advantage of them. And I don't think that the people that we have in political power at the moment think like that. And I don't think they're able to think like that.
Well, if you want someone who does a lot of thinking and who can help you tie up that contract with that foreign investor and make sure that it's watertight on all matters legal.
I was dealing with a transaction now, and the German couple were buying, and they were like, I know the ink's hardly dried out yet, but can we send the money right now? Because the exchange rate's brilliant for us, you know. That does sort of give us a little boost in property and so on, because the value that you can pick up here relative to what you can with euros in Europe is just astounding. You know, I think they can see the value.
Okay.
I think we're going to get a lot more of that kind of thing once this Club Med opens and we've got all the European and even Asian visitors on our shores looking at the climate, looking at the exchange rate, looking at the lifestyle and thinking, hey, summer house, Belito, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I'm predicting some good things in your future, Gavin.
From your lips to God's ears, Mike.
And we'll have a chat again real soon. But in between now and then, if folks want to reach out and get in touch with you for a chat off air, what's the smartest way to connect?
Well, probably just come down to our office down in the Belito Center at the Belito Village down the bottom there.
Kloppers Inc.
Yeah, Kloppers Inc. Or steinoble@klopperslaw.co.za. Send me an email if you need to. But yeah, we're there.
That's the man, Gavin Steinhubel. You heard him on a Wednesday on Radio Life and Style. Back to the music. And Kylie's got the heart beating.